Hello, and welcome to the Two C's podcast.
I am Casey.
And I am Chrissy.
And we have been gone for a long, long time.
Yes, we have.
We do apologize. We have been very busy.
Life got in the way.
And, well, we've had these stories done for months.
Well, I mean,
literal months, because mine, my thing I was watching was YouTube videos getting ready for Vegas.
Well, mine was done like the week after the last time we recorded.
Yeah, so sorry, we apologize, but we're back. It might take us a couple weeks in between each episode, but we promise we will get our butt in gear.
Stop promising
stuff. No, but we'll get our butt in gear. We won't be like 6 months down the road.
Okay, well, it will depend on work.
True.
Which is why it took us so long to record.
But surprise, we're here.
So stop promising stuff that you don't know for sure.
I just don't want to be gone for that long again.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, don't promise stuff.
We do have a Facebook and an Instagram page.
We do.
And that's where we post pictures or just information on the stories that we tell.
Yeah. And they're both called the Two C's Podcast.
Yes.
You also, if you would like specific cases or whatever for us to do, you can also go on there and request them.
Yes. We always like inspiration.
And input.
And ideas.
Yeah.
So, I have a list of new listeners.
I was just going to ask, do we even have any since we've been gone so long?
We do. We might have more. Because I haven't opened this booklet for a while. But, so, new listeners for the last 2 months. Salem, Oregon.
Oh, nice.
Monroe, Virginia. Santa Rosa, California. And Illinois, you showed up with Wooddale, Shorewood, and Country Club Hills.
All three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
West Liberty, Kentucky, and somewhere in France. It's called, and I'm going to totally botch this. And it's been so long, I don't even know if I actually looked this up in Google Translate, but we all know how well that works for me. Ile-de-France.
I mean, that sounded good to me.
Well, it's not what it's supposed to be. I know that for sure. So this week,
is that it?
Wait, yes, that's it.
All right.
That's all I have.
So welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, new listeners.
And thank you for listening to us, to the old ones.
Yes, because, well, like I said, it's been a while.
It has.
And we love you all. And thank you for listening. This week, my state, I didn't even write it down. That's how long it's been. This week I have Connecticut. So, okay. Well, you know what? Actually, this week, see, it's been so long. Totally botched that one. I actually have Vermont.
I was like, that's not right. Because I'm doing C, so you can't be.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I looked on Chrissy's paper and saw what state she had. Wow. So Vermont is my state this month slash 2, 3, 4
this months.
This episode, okay. So I am doing okay, well, hold on. So my sources are CBS. See, it's been so long that I don't know what I'm doing. CBS News, October, this was published in 2022. A Vermont couple was found stabbed to death 33 years ago. A drop of blood found inside a car has led to an arrest. Then also a website, Unsolved Vermont, and this was posted November 14th of 2022. And then a CNN.com, I believe, or a story from CNN. A 30-year-old drop of blood led to an arrest in this unsolved Vermont murder case by Zoe Sautile. And I totally botched that, and I know I did. Sorry, Zoe. So this week, my story is on the deaths of George and Catherine Peacock. So September 17th, 1989, George and Catherine Peacock were found murdered in their residence. The husband and wife had been stabbed to death. The police at the time said that it seemed that there was no forced entry and that there wasn't anything taken from the residence. It took the police 2 weeks to name a suspect. It seems that their son-in-law, Michael Anthony Louise, was named, but there was never a conclusive link to the murders. So it seems, so they couldn't, they had a suspect, but they couldn't, like, link him to anything. So it did, the police did find a drop of blood in the son-in-law's car and had preserved it really well. And we're going back to 1989, so, like, there wasn't DNA. That wasn't a thing. Blood typing, I think, was, but not DNA. So, the blood sample had been tested earlier, but with the earlier tests, they also became inconclusive. So, in May of 2020, the police retested the blood found in his car, and it turned out to be George Peacock's blood and a DNA match. So the ex-son-in-law was arrested at his home in Syracuse, New York, on 2 counts of second-degree murder, and is being jailed in New York until he can be extradited to Vermont. He has an attorney, and as of right now, that is all the info that there is. Again, I'm just going to say, okay, guys, I'm so sorry. Okay, so this is my thing. And this is what I wrote, and it's just a thought. Unfortunately, that is all the news I have for George and Catherine Peacock's murder. So, allegedly, the ex-son-in-law did it. But I just think that if we could tax the 1% or the richest of the richest, we could pay for all the DNA testing that's backed up or all the untested rape kits, and we might just be able to solve more cases. Like, if that is the only thing that you tax them for, we could get all these people. Like, seriously. And especially the cases that may have put the wrong suspects away for any crime that may have been, that have given false confessions or were wrongfully accused. And that is my rant.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
For this episode.
Although I might agree with you.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Because, I mean, I don't know. Like, unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of information.
I could tell you what 80% of those 1% people would say about you taxing them to pay for that
stuff. No, I'm just saying. If that was the only thing that we use the money for. I mean, I'm sure there is so much more out there that we could use the money for.
Oh, I'm just telling you that it wouldn't matter what you're taxing them for to pay.
I pay taxes. And they should too.
They do pay taxes.
But they don't pay enough. I'm just saying.
According to you.
According to me.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not commenting on that any further.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm just saying.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Mine's not very long either, which is really sad that it took us this long to record.
It is.
It's very so sad. So I also didn't write down my sources because apparently we forgot how to do what we were doing while we were gone.
It's true.
But I do know that I got information from Uncovered.com. There was also a couple news outlets that I got stuff from, but I don't remember what news outlets they were. One of them was Colorado something, like ABC Colorado, but it wasn't ABC. I don't remember what it was. But anyways, okay. So, yeah. Hopefully I remember on the ones coming for our next ones. Whatever. Okay. So mine is on the state of Colorado. And I did mine on, I believe that she just disappeared. I don't think they ever found anything. Yeah. So, on the disappearance of Maggie Long. So, on the evening of, I lied, it's the murder of Maggie Long. I'm sorry. So, on the evening of December 1st, 2017, authorities in Colorado were called to the home located, called to a home located in Bailey, which is a small town that's just outside of Denver, Colorado. When they pulled up to the home, in a rural Park County along Deer Creek, they could see that there was an active fire at the house that somebody had called 911 about. So there was a 911 call that was made minutes prior that said that multiple people were inside the home causing damage before the police got there. But by the time the authorities arrived, the house was on fire and no suspects could be seen or were seen. No one saw them leave either. So fire rescue personnel were brought out to put the fire out, which had been started intentionally. Despite initial reports that no one had been inside at the time of the fire, when the fire was started, that would change in the days to come once the police spoke with Maggie's parents and they informed them that they could not find their 17-year-old daughter, Maggie Long. On the afternoon of December 1st of 2017, Maggie came home from Platte Canyon High School, where she was in her last year of high school. She was a senior. Maggie came home to quickly change clothes after school and grabbed some water and cookies for a concert that she had helped organize at the school later that night. Police believe when she entered her home, it was in the process of being robbed. They believe a fight took place between Maggie and the at least three suspects who killed her and then set the house on fire before fleeing the area.
Well, that's so sad.
I know. In 2019, the FBI released sketches of potential suspects that they were looking for. No one ever came forward. From when I wrote this, they hadn't caught anyone either. So now in 2023, which is the last update that they have, the investigation still continues. It's an open investigation. There was a January 2019 announcement by several law enforcement agencies that said she was burned alive inside her parents' home. Aww. So she actually was not killed before they caught the house on fire. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw said, "Our quest for justice for Maggie remains steadfast. The dedicated members of the Maggie Long Task Force, including the Park County Sheriff's Office, the 11th Judicial District Attorney's Office, our state and federal partners, have never stopped the search for those responsible for Maggie's death and will continue to follow every lead until we find resolution in this case." The FBI said the suspects stole a 9mm handgun, an AK-47 style rifle, 2,000 rounds of ammunition, a gun safe, and jade figurines from the home. It's believed there were at least three suspects in the house at the time of Maggie's murder. The suspects have not been identified or located, like I said before, the police did release some, sketches.
Yeah.
They're not sure if they're actually suspects or Well, I should say that there's nothing that says that they're actually suspects. I believe that the police just want to talk to them.
Yeah.
Which, so, I mean, they can't officially call them suspects, but... officials said that the, three... people that they had the sketches of may have been injured in the fire if they were involved in the fire and could have changed their appearances, sold the vehicles involved, and moved away from the area. The FBI is investigating Maggie's death as a hate crime, and a $75,000 reward is being offered for information regarding her death on behalf of Maggie's family. Park County Sheriff's Office, the ATF, FBI Denver Division, and Colorado Bureau of Investigation. So, the reward is from all of them. And Maggie's family. As we've said previously, someone has the key piece of information that will lead to the rest of the of those responsible for Maggie's murder, said Sheriff McGraw. It only takes one person with one piece of information that will help our investigative team bring a resolution to this case for Maggie, for her family, and the Bailey community. Anyone with information is asked to call the Maggie Long Task Force tip line at 303-239-4243 or email Maggie, MAGGIE.LONG.TIPS@state.co.us. Tipsters can remain anonymous as well if you don't want to leave with your name. Oh, I did write down my sources. Look at that. I just didn't go far enough. So my sources were Denver 7, ABC News. Also, oh, I didn't write them all down, that's why. And then Uncovered, I already said. Do you want me to do my laws?
Yeah, but did it say why it was a hate crime?
Well, she wasn't white.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
I can't remember. I think she was African American, if I remember correctly. It's been quite a while. Hold on.
I just was wondering, because you said that it was listed as a hate crime, or that they had...
I'm wrong. She was... I apologize to the family. She was not African-American. She was... I don't want to say... She was of Asian descent, I will say that, because okay. I don't know exactly...
You don't know exactly.
Right.
But yeah. Go ahead and do your laws.
Okay. So, I got my laws from a guy named Dan Marshall wrote a, like a story or whatever. The Silliest Laws in Colorado is what it's called.
Okay.
Okay. So, it is against the law to ride a horse while intoxicated.
I mean, that's probably safe.
Right. It is unlawful to... mutilate rocks in a state park, which actually somebody just did in, I can't remember where, Arizona maybe? It was the red rocks. Oh,
defaced it?
No, they shoved them off, so all of the rocks broke.
Oh, well that's helpful. I hope
yeah, and they were like millions of years of whatever. There's like video of the guys doing it. It's two guys. And I was like, you are so stupid. And it's a federal offense.
Because it was in a federal park.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Smart people. Right? Stay stupid.
It is allowable for persons to rip tags off of pillows and mattresses.
Do you know, Mom used to tell us this, like, years. Like, I'm talking, like...
It used to be against the law.
Maybe, like, we were five. And still, technically, I don't think you're supposed to do it, but if it comes down to a tag that's driving me crazy, I still, like, regardless if it's on a t-shirt or my pillow or like anywhere. Like, you know how the Disneyland headbands have like a mile long like tag on it?
Yeah, I cut mine off.
Well, I do too, but I'm also like, should I? Should I not? Should I wrap it around?
I think the only ones that you're not supposed to tear off I know, are mattresses and pillows. But since
Mom, like, put the fear of God in me, I'm like, should I take it off? Yes. Anyways, should. Yes, you should.
Okay. It is illegal to throw missiles at cars or any other vehicle designed to transport people inside the city limits.
Oh, good God.
So apparently it's fine if you're outside. It's fine
outside.
It is punishable by law to let your llama graze on city property.
Those poor llamas.
It is unlawful to bring your horse or pack mule higher than the ground floor of any building.
I mean, that's probably a good law.
Right. In Denver, you could go to jail for lending your vacuum cleaner to your next door neighbor. What the heck? What? I don't know.
Oh.
Also in Denver, the dog catcher must serve all dogs notice of impounding for 3 consecutive days in a public place. So they have to tell the dogs 3 days in a row that they're going to...
I'm coming for you.
They're going to send them to the pound if they don't go home.
That's amazing.
You are not allowed to drive a black vehicle on Sundays in Denver.
Wow.
In Pablo, you'd better not let pesky lawn weeds get out of control. It's illegal to allow dandelions to grow inside the city limits.
Some people think that those are flowers.
I know. In Fountain, it is against the law to have any weeds in your lawn at all.
Wow.
In Logan County, it is strictly forbidden to kiss a woman while she sleeps.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
I mean, like, are you not allowed to kiss them on the forehead either?
Chrissy, you shouldn't be kissing anyone unless they give you consent.
Well, if you're married.
But what if your wife hates you?
Then why are you married?
No comment.
Not only is it unpleasant, but it is also illegal in Vail to collide with obstacles on a ski slope.
Is definitely. What was the first word you used?
Not only is it unpleasant.
Unpleasant. Yes, that sounds very unpleasant. But it's also
illegal.
To collide.
Not to glide.
No, collide. I meant yes. Collide.
Vail also forbids anyone to keep junk too close to another person.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Sterling does not permit cats to run loose without having been outfitted with a tail light.
With a tail light. Now I kind of want to go to, what was it, Sterling?
Yeah.
Just to see how many lights you see bobbing up and down.
In Aspen, it is unlawful to fire catapults of any fashion at buildings. This includes snowballs, stones, or any type of missile.
That's probably a good idea.
Right. In Westminster, if you allow someone to park closer than 2 feet from you, you will be fined. How do you stop someone from parking 2 feet from you?
And also...
Why wouldn't that person be fined?
Also, like, wouldn't you want... If it was, like, say, your house, and you were having company over, and you wanted to pack as many cars in as you could get. Not in, what was that, Aspen?
Westminster. Don't get lost in Westminster or allow anyone to get lost while driving your car. Both acts are illegal between the hours of 9 p.m. and 4 a.m.
I think most people call that joyriding.
No, like if you're going over to someone's house or whatever, like Halloween party or something.
But you get lost? Like that means because people you can't are find like
their house.
Driving back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
I don't know.
Joyriding.
Louisville residents are allowed to own as many as 3 turkeys, but absolutely no chickens.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's all my
That's very weird strange. Laws. So mine is Stupid Vermont Laws Except for One by William Alexander. And I'm not sure which one isn't the stupid one.
They didn't put the stupid one.
There you go.
Or the one that's not stupid.
So, first, women must get permission from their husbands to wear false teeth.
What? Okay.
Now, here's my thing. Everyone should be wearing false teeth. Like, no one should not have teeth. Not have teeth. I don't know. Anyways, it's illegal to deny the existence of God.
Interesting. In Vermont?
Yes. It was once illegal to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole.
Probably a good thing. My issue with that comment right there is that had to have happened at one time.
Right?
And what the hell was someone doing?
With a giraffe.
That they tied it to a...
All I kept thinking was maybe Barnum and Bailey Circus. But still, that happened. Delivery men, now this is a funny one, must walk backwards in driveways of homes worth more than $500,000. So the what? Richies don't want to see people walking backwards from their house. Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It is not legal to whistle underwater. It is illegal to paint a horse in Vermont. Doves must not be kept in the freezer. And I just want you to know, reading this right now, woman is crossed out and doves is above it. So I... must have just wrote it down as women must not be kept in the freezer. I don't know. Doves. You cannot keep women in the freezer. It is not legal to paint landscapes during time of war.
What?
I'm thinking this probably was the Civil War or the Revolutionary War, one of those wars, and please don't come for me because I don't know my wars. But, you know, the ones where it took them a musket, like, 6 times to reload and shoot and fire before it actually, like, hit anything?
Yeah.
Okay. So, apparently, people were painting landscapes during that. Like, that's what I pictured. Like, someone was like, you know what, today, I'm going to paint some landscapes while there's, like, cannonballs coming at you and stuff. I don't know. It was just weird. It is illegal to give a baby a comforter. And...
well, I can understand that because they can get smothered to death.
Yeah. In Rutland, cars are forbidden from backfiring. So, hopefully you do not have a car that needs work on. It is illegal for vagrants to obtain, by force. Okay, well that... it is illegal for vagrants to obtain by force. So, I guess a vagrant can obtain something, but it just can't be by force. It is not legal to use colored margarine in restaurants unless the menu indicates it is permitted in 2-inch high lettering.
Okay.
In the town of Barr, all residents must bathe every Saturday night.
Only Saturday night?
It just says, yep, every Saturday. It doesn't say that they couldn't do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
I wonder if that's a religious thing or something, maybe.
Maybe, back in the day. I mean, I hope that most of these are not like, still a thing. So what have you been watching lately in the last 6 months?
So I watched, like, all three things of FBI.
All three things?
Yeah, there's, like, three different.
So oh, there's, sections?
There's FBI.
Yeah.
And then there's two spinoffs.
Okay.
So there's FBI International and FBI something else. I don't remember what the other one is. But I watched all three of them.
Okay.
There's a lot of seasons.
Okay.
And then,
I mean, we've been gone for a while.
I know. I watched Elsbeth.
Elsbeth?
Yeah. She's like a, I don't know how to, she's like a lawyer for the district attorney's office or whatever, but she gets sent to this town to, like, investigate police corruption or whatever. But then she's like, very weird. She's very quirky and just very different.
What channel is that on?
I don't know. I watched it on, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
But the season's not over yet, so they...
Got it.
Like, they didn't release it all at one time. So it's still on right now. But she, like, goes to New York for the first time. She's never been before. She must be from a small town, because she's just...
It sounds familiar, so I wonder if I've seen, like...
You've probably seen previews for it, yeah. But she is solving their murder cases. I don't know, it's really good. And then, just watching YouTube videos and stuff. That's about it. I can't think of anything else. Besides, I can't remember if I said this last time we recorded, but I watched second season of, Reacher.
I don't know.
I love that show. It's so good.
I have watched and binged Fallout, and I'm gonna need anyone and everyone to watch this. It is amazing. It's on Prime. I have watched a lot of shit TV, and that's usually my, like, Housewives, or, I can get stuck on Hallmark Mystery for, like, days and weeks. And we went and saw the new Guy Ritchie movie, which, don't ask what the title of it is, because it's like the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and I think I got it correct.
Yeah, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Yeah, that's right.
That was so good. It was really good, so I recommend that. And then don't think we just got all three Poltergeists.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you got it.
Yes, I ordered it. And it came in today.
You're welcome.
So we can watch all three of them back to back. We've been crafting. We've been making Disney ears for four littles that we know that are heading to Disneyland. And I'm going to say this correctly, even though she doesn't listen to the podcast, but a co-worker's kids and her are going to Tokyo Disney. And I keep calling it Hong Kong today.
Oh, you.
She is like, we are not going there. And I was like, I can't remember which one. Because all I know is Disneyland and Walt Disney World.
Where's Shanghai?
So Shanghai is...
Is that China?
Yes.
Okay.
So Hong Kong and Shanghai, I believe... Don't quote me on this, guys. I'm really, like, fluster-brained. But I believe both of those are in China. And then Tokyo, Japan. And then there's one in Paris.
Right. And then Florida and California.
Yes. So we are very excited. And we, are making four ears for four different little kids. So we're really excited for all of them to go to some form of Disneyland.
Well, ones that they've never... Well, I don't think Cassandra's kids have been at all.
No. And I know that Jordan's kids have not either.
Oh, they haven't either?
No, they have never gone to Disneyland.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So, and they chose to go to the park that's just... is as close to Disneyland as it can get. But I was looking at the rides because she asked if I had the app. And I was like, please, ma'am. Yeah, of course I have the app. So I pulled it up to see, like, what rides were in that land. Because for some reason, I've been watching, like, because we're going to Disneyland in November. I was like, ooh, you know, I love everything Disneyland. So anyways, I was watching videos of Ordinary Adventures. They had actually gone to Tokyo and they just got back from Hong Kong. And that's why I was so obsessed with Hong Kong. I was like, yeah, you're going to Hong Kong. And she's like, no, we're not. And I was like, oh, okay. But anyways, so I looked up what rides they have, and they have Peter Pan, which I'm really excited about. And then they have Big Thunder Mountain, which I'm even more excited about. And they have Space Mountain, and they have a bunch of different stuff, and then also a bunch of the same stuff. So I'm excited. Nice. And yeah, so that's all I've got. Just, we've been crafting. Oh, we went and saw the Gin Blossoms this weekend. They are amazing.
I'm just gonna say that.
And then we also donated. I donated quite a lot of money to Chinook Winds.
I came back.
Chrissy came back with money.
$6 more than what I went down with.
Yes, very proud of her. Yeah. So I think that's it. That's all I got.
I think that's all I have too. I don't really have anything else.
Oh, and the Queen Mary. I know that it's been years since we talked about this, but we told you guys that if we got to a certain amount of listeners or certain amount of plays, that we would go and stay at the Queen Mary because it was haunted. And it hadn't opened.
They were supposed to be 1,000 plays, and we've already gone past that.
We've doubled that. So, next year, we're planning on actually taking... the niece and the nephew to go and stay and then visit Disneyland again. That's because me. That's what we do. And yeah, so we'll have to
oh, we're staying on it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to stay in our room.
We can't tell Parker that it's haunted because he won't stay.
Even if he doesn't experience anything?
No, he will not stay. So we are not allowed to tell him.
Well, then you better talk to Jersey as soon as possible. Or Parker can just meet us down there. He can fly by himself.
Yeah, right.
All right. That is it for today. We hope to be back sooner than 6 months.
In a couple weeks. We have not been gone for 6 months.
It feels like 6 months, though. All right, till next time.
See you later.
Bye.